This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of heavily armed fighters claim to be members of a paramilitary group made up of Russians opposed to their country's invasion of Ukraine, who earlier this week launched a brazen two-day incursion and raid on the Russian city of Belgorod. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Asked what kind of support he got from Kiev, Denis Kapustin, a Russian national who claims to command what he calls the Russian Volunteer Corps, said,
"Medicine, petrol, obviously a lot of encouragement."
He said two members of his group had been killed and 10 wounded, then pointed to what he called the main trophy, a Russian military vehicle he said his fighters captured. Well, the two-day operation might have done little to damage the Russian military. Analysts said the incursion could force Moscow to reallocate forces ahead of an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukraine's government denied any role in the raid.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Supplying F-16 fighter aircraft to Ukraine will be a signal that Russia will lose over its aggression, and the faster a decision is implemented on planes, the better, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday. Zelensky said in his nightly video address, quote, "The very first Ukrainian F-16 will be one of the strongest signals from the world that Russia will only lose because of its aggression. It will be weaker and further isolated." Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has entered the 2024 U.S. presidential race. He's stepping into a crowded Republican primary contest that will test his national appeal as an outspoken cultural conservative and the party's willingness to move on from former President Donald Trump. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he remains optimistic the two sides can make a deal as the nation approaches a debt default as soon as next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy says he's sending his negotiators back here to the White House in hopes of finishing out debt limit talks. But
there's a number of places that we are still far apart.
Put simply,
we have to spend less than we spent last year.
Democrats are willing to freeze spending, not cut it. As the impasse continues, Treasury Chief Janet Yellen tells the WSJ CEO Council Summit that without a deal to boost the debt limit, it seems nearly certain the U.S. will run out of cash to pay its bills in early June. Sagar Magani at the White House.
From falling stock markets to painful blows to retirement accounts and doctor's offices, Americans would feel the pressure within days if Washington failed to lift the federal debt. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Washington's self-imposed limit on federal debt currently stands at $31.4 trillion. If the government fails to reach a deal to lift that limit, the Treasury Department could start missing payments on its obligations as early as June 1st. Missing a payment would trigger a Wall Street meltdown of historic proportions. At that point, Washington would come under intense pressure to continue to make payments on the U.S. bonds which underpin the global financial system.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. A complaint from a parent has landed a poem read during U.S. President Joe Biden's inauguration on a restricted list at a Florida elementary school. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's not clear what in the poem, "The Hill We Climb" by Amanda Gorman, is objectionable to a Miami Lakes parent. Daily Salinas says she doesn't favor eliminating or censoring any books, but she does want materials to be appropriate for students. The nation's first National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman, said her poem was intended to be a message of hope for the inauguration. In response to the restrictions at the school, she says she's gutted and concerned that authorities are robbing children of the chance to find their voices in literature. I'm Jackie Quinn.
American singer Tina Turner has died at age 83. She teamed up with husband Ike Turner for a dynamic run of hit records and live shows and survived her horrifying marriage to triumph in middle age with the chart-topping "What's Love Got to Do with It." Turner's manager said she died near Switzerland. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.